Hello, and welcome to Schmevel and Wheeze. This is episode 11, 2015, Lighter, Lighten, Enlighten. First of all, I want to wish you all a happy new year. It has been a challenging few weeks in December, and I'm very happy that it's January now. The new year always brings about changes and new beginnings. For me especially, my birthday also happens to be the day before New Year's Eve. So, you know, I start a new birth year as well as the new year, basically boom, boom, one right after the other. And I'm not really one for New Year's resolutions, but I have heard over the past year a couple people talk about they just have a word that they remind themselves of that's like their theme of the year. And I liked that idea. So I kind of am playing on that a little bit for 2015. It started with lighter, and then from that, lighten and enlighten. So basically what I want from this year is to simplify my life a little bit. Again, stolen from someone else, the idea of hoard less and use more. Also, this year I want to be more mindful of what I'm eating and to get back into moving more. And finally, something that came up for me a lot in December is to mind my own business, you know, and associated with that is losing the drama. Just to be cognizant of what's my job in the world, in society, and what isn't. It's not my job to comment or correct anybody else's behavior, right? And for a long time, I have touted, and I do believe this, but you know, that there's only two things I can change. I can change my actions, and I can change my attitudes, and everything else is out of my control completely. And so minding my own business is just kind of another way of reminding myself of that. So on the knitting front, I haven't been doing much of any. I have a definite diagnosis of tennis elbow, which has a fancy name of lateral epicondylitis or something along lateral epicondylitis. Anyways, and I'm in physical therapy for that. But right now I'm under strict orders to not do anything with my right hand. So no knitting, no crocheting, ideally no computer use or mouse use, texting with my left hand, which I'm awful at, no heavy lifting with my right hand, very little writing even, like physical writing, all sorts of things to try and give the elbow tendon a chance to heal. And then hopefully in the next week or two we'll start to be able to work on strengthening it back up so that then I can judiciously pick up some of those activities again. So that's been frustrating because I was really trying to finish a project I started last October, the Crown Jewel tunic. I was trying to finish it for this New Year's Eve and it just didn't happen because I had to stop working on it. But when I get back to it, it'll be fabulous, and you know, so that's fine. And then if any of you follow the store that I work for, you know that we announced the day after Christmas that we would be closing, and the closing date is about 2 weeks from today. And you know, I'm sad about it. I understand the reasons why, and owning your own business is a hard, hard thing to do. But I'm sad, and I'm sad not just because it means I won't have a job, but I have enjoyed so much of my time there. And it really became a big part of my life, and so many of the people I know and love in this area I met through the store. So, you know, I've spent some time processing that, but I also know that change is not a bad thing, and so I'm looking forward to some new opportunities that changing careers, I guess, basically, changing jobs at least, offers me. I have no idea what for sure what I will be doing once the store's finished. But I do plan on taking some time off and attending to some home stuff, hopefully getting my craft room back into shape and things like that, and then I'll be back out into the world. So thanks again for joining me. I hope to talk to you again soon, and I hope you had a great Christmas and New Year's. And thanks again for listening. Have a great day. Bye.